Bringing Christ to the nations and this devotion to your day. Here's Pastor Ken Klaus.
A text for our devotion from the fifth chapter of 1 Thessalonians. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. House. The adopted German shepherd cannot read a calendar. He had no way of knowing that Friday the 13th is supposed to be an unlucky day. Nor did House know that the DeLucas, the family who had adopted him, owned a house near a Florida state park. House could not have understood such state parks can be a fine habitat for rattlesnakes, cottonmouths, and other dangerous critters. All House knew is that an unfriendly beastie had managed to slither under the DeLucas' backyard fence and was advancing toward the family's 7-year-old daughter. Watching from the home's backyard porch, the girl's grandmother saw House jump in front of the little girl and fight an unseen something in the grass. When the battle was over, House was bleeding. A quick trip to the vet showed that House had been bitten 3 times by an Eastern Diamondback rattler. Immediately, painkillers and anti-venom were administered. The vets explained that treating the dog would be expensive. Each day House stayed in the intensive care unit of the hospital could cost over $1,000, and each shot of the anti-venom would be over $600. House was having 4 or 5 of those anti-venom shots each day. Friends of the family set up a GoFundMe account so kind people could help the DeLucas pay for their dog's treatment. They set a goal of $15,000. Asking people to give $15,000 to save someone else's dog is asking a lot, even if that dog is a hero. Would it surprise you if I said that people have given $35,000 to saving House, the German Shepherd? That magnificent outpouring of love is twice as much as had been hoped for. 2,000 years ago, God's Son was born into this world. Although nobody could have demanded it of him, his job was to put himself between sinful humankind and save them from their just punishment. To accomplish that purpose, Jesus was rejected and despised. He was ignored, denied, and betrayed. He was beaten, whipped, spit upon, crowned with thorns, and crucified. There was no amount of anti-venom which could save him. It was necessary for Jesus to die so that all who believe on him might be forgiven and be saved. Now the question is, how should the world respond to what Jesus has done? Should they thank him or hate him? Will they praise him or will they curse him? The answer to that question is ongoing. Still, I think it must be right and proper if we show our appreciation for the Savior with as much enthusiasm as we would for House, the adopted German Shepherd. We pray. Dear Lord, may I be thankful for the Savior who sacrifices one forgiveness and eternal life for me. In Jesus' name, may I always give thanks. Amen.